I own an elder care agency between abantu aba over 55 ezinjini zabo sibanceda ukuthi bengagcini sebesendaweni ezinjengabo, you know, nursing home, ama assisted living.
Likwenza njani lokho?
Sifika sibe yimuli yabo engekhoyo, you know, the family in absence. Ukuthi umuntu sifika kustage lesena empilweni abantu sikhula sifika ngogogo, ukuthi umuntu yabo ungasakwanisa ukuthi uzenzele, umuntu yabo ungasakwanisa ukuthi uzidrive, ungasakhumbuli kuhle ukuthi kumele ngithathe umuthi, kumele ngiyebona udokotela. So thina sifika sibe yimuli adopted for a small fee. Sincedise ukuthi umuntu ahlale akhule aguge esemzini wakhe.
Likwenza njani ke lokhu? Kunezifundo yini owazenzayo ukuthi wenze wenelise khonoko?
Mina isifundo engasenzayo ngese-business. So as you know ukuthi isifundo se-business le mali sikwana ndawo yonke. But ngifunda ngisenza njalo, nga-concentrate njalo ukufunda abantu abadala. You know, I don't know what you call the elderly. Abakugayo. Abakugileyo. Or the aging, as we call it here. So, just learning with you what the aging, or as we age, the stuff we need, the skills we need, and the skills we need to sharpen, and at the same time, the skills I could take advantage of and make a living out of, that's what I turned into a business.
Manje nxa usuwenza umsebenzi onjalo, awuzange uhlangane lezinye indubo yini eziya zihlangane lo muntu oqala ibhizinisi?
Lezo ngazithola sibili. So as such, you know, lapha sikhona thina lapha, first of all, ukuthi ngumuntu we onsuit. Ukuthi ngingene into any business arena and be taken seriously. For one, ngikhuluma ngiyagiliza. Esithiweni ngiyagiliza. Kwalaba balapha. Ngiphinda ngingena ngilo, you know, ngile color, as we put it here. It's a very difficult, not just industry or market to break into, but just the whole business sphere. To be taken seriously as a black person and to be taken seriously as a foreigner. But I come with credentials that a lot of my fellow black people do not. Ukuthi abaningi abanjengama abansundu kabalapha, you know, ngihambile ngafunda sibili, ngifikile university eyalapha, ngadlulela phambili, ngayathatha i-advance, you know, i-degree elaphambili. So ngathi ngingene labantu banokuhlonipha ukuthi, you know, usislow noma esenza kwenzayo, you know, I think into ayenzayo into lengqondo. So kuba nzima but kuba lula nxa umuntu engathatha isikhathi sokuthi akhulume lawe, azame ukuthi akuzwisise ukuthi ungubani, uvela ngathi, njalo ubuya lani.
Manje likhona yini ongaliphosela ilizwi elokukhuthaza abanye, ikakhulu abesifazane abafuna ukungena kubhizimusi lapha eMelika?
Ye, likhona sibili. Ngithi, you know, don't give up. Seeing, you know, ama opportunities akhona, and uma umuntu uzinikele, uzimisele, njalo ufuna sibili ukwenza into yiyo and useqinisweni.
Bakhona esikhathini esiningi ababe khulume ngokuthi ukwenza ibhizimusi eMelika kunzima kakhulu. Ngiyabona ukuthi wakhuluma ukuthi zikhona ingxaki odibana lazo ezifana lokuthi ngonsundu lokunye okunjalo. Kodwa nxa kubuya lapha esikhwameni emalini ukuthi uqalise ibhizinisi, iyatholakala yini imali?
Kulezi hlengo ama-programs athile abantu asithi ngama-minorities, abantu besi abangasomakhiwa, you know, abantu abazela endaweni ezijiyeneyo, you know, across the world. So bayazama ukuthi bapromote ukuthi kungabi one-sided, ukuthi sicina kusuka ngowesikhiwa kuphela. So uma ulama qualities wanani engikhulume ngawo oqala ukuthi uthembekile, useqinisweni, uyasebenza sibili gadalala and what not, 9 times out of 10 kulo muntu okhona ongakunceda and onga you know uthemba ngawo ukuthi lo muntu lo into abuya ngayo singafaka imali kiyo sincedise ukuthi akhumele.